This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with film critic Marshall Fine about the new Avengers movie and the new Jack Black effort called The D-Train. But first, a new poll shows that Americans believe race relations are at their worst in more than two decades. The CBS News New York Times poll said 61% of Americans characterize race relations in the U.S. as bad. The latest poll came in the wake of the death of Freddie Gray in police custody in Baltimore, an incident that has sparked heated unrest. Similar negativity about race relations was last seen at the time of the Los Angeles riots following the acquittal of police officers in the beating of Rodney King. This is also the first time since 1997 that majorities of both black and white Americans believe race relations in the U.S. are poor. There's a machine that uses sound waves to give you more beer than foam. The machine is called Fizzies and costs $200. It pumps high-frequency sound waves through beer to make thick foam to sit on top, enhancing the flavor of the drink. There's now an app built to help you text exclusively in Taylor Swift lyrics. The app called Tay Text uses Apple's QuickType feature to recommend the perfect Taylor Swift lyrics for your situation. Like Faker's Gonna Fake, 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 or I've Never Been Anywhere As Cold As You, or Laughing at the Other Girls Who Think They're So Cool, or Baby, I Could Build a Castle Out of the Bricks They Throw at Me. Katy Perry was seen kissing and holding hands with ex-John Mayer during the Met Gala after party. The two spent most of the night together drinking champagne. The two haven't confirmed if they are dating again. Acceptance of premarital sex is at an all-time high in the United States. Researchers analyzed surveys of more than 33,000 adults taken between 1972 and 2012. They found the acceptance of premarital sex increased from 42% in 2000 to an all-time high of 58% in 2012. And acceptance of same-sex sexual relations more than tripled from 13% from 1990 to 44% in 2012. A regular contributor here is Marshall Fine, film critic and the critic at large for the Pelham Arts Center in Pelham, New York. Marshall, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
Terrific. We haven't spoken in a while, so a lot of screens have been lit up with movies, and now let's get caught up. The Avengers, I read some good reviews about this movie, but what did you think?
Obviously, if I don't like this, it's a minority opinion. I mean, this is a movie that took in almost $200 million its first weekend opening in the United States last weekend. So, obviously, it's connecting with audiences. And having said that, I will say I do have a minority opinion here. I was not a fan of this. I thought it only about half worked. I liked the first one, and I will go on to say that I'm not a huge fan of most of these Marvel comic movies, not because I don't think that they should be made, but because I feel like they're so mediocre in the way they aim at the widest possible audience. Ultimately, these are for the fanboys, for the people who are really into these characters, really into this universe, and it's a vast universe. I mean, I believe that there was like a 28-hour marathon of all of the Marvel movies that led up to this movie, just before this movie opened last week, and I read a guy talking about sitting through them all. I mean, that's two Thor movies, two Captain Americas, three Iron Mans, one other Avengers movie, and they're all part of, they're all sort of playing part of the same story, and the Avengers just carries that story forward. And if you watch television, that story is also being, you know, sort of told slightly in the series Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you aren't plugged into this in some way, you're really not plugged into it at all, because and there's no reason for you to see these movies. You know, I mean, little kids, yes, kids will go enjoy this film. It's a big comic book movie, lots of superheroes. The Avengers is all, you know, most of the Marvel superheroes, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, a couple of others, and this time they're battling a robot that has artificial intelligence. The character is computer generated. It's voiced by James Spader. He's pretty funny, and this is all written and directed by Joss Whedon, who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the TV series Firefly, and now did the first Avengers movie, which got great reviews and was a pretty good movie. I even went back and watched again all 2.5 hours of it and thought it held up. This one feels like it's just, you know, it's too much, that there's too many different plot strands and not enough actual story here. Plus, I was disappointed in the, I mean, this is theoretically the tip of the spear, the cutting edge of visual representation of this stuff. That, you know, if you can think it up, they can make it happen on screen and look realistic. And I felt like some of the computer stuff was disappointing. The very opening scene is this big battle scene in a forest in Europe where they're fighting the last remnants of the evil organization Hydra and their soldiers in the woods. And as I was watching, I thought, okay, I get it. This is a joke because this looks so cheap and fake that they're going to pull back and you're going to see a little kid playing an Avengers video game on TV, and it'll be kind of an in-joke for the audience. But in fact, that was the actual scene, and it did, you know, the visuals got better after that, but that sort of said to me, okay, I see what they're doing, and it's pretty assembly line, and you know, it's apparently not for me, but obviously, I mean, it's sitting at 75% positive on the Rotten Tomatoes website, so obviously it connected with some people.
But you can't imagine sitting through that marathon, could you?
Well, I've already sat through it individually, one at a time. I have sat through a marathon of Star Wars movies and would do that again gladly. But all of these Marvel movies, they're so much the same. They all have the same sort of action beats, the same sort of attempts at emotional depth, because that was always one of the hallmarks of the Marvel comics in the 60s and 70s, that they weren't just superheroes, they were human beings who had feelings, and you know, maybe that was at odds with what they needed to do as a hero. That's what always made the comic books interesting, and they try to sort of do that in the movies too, but ultimately, they pile on so much action that's repetitive and unimaginative. In most movies, to me, the most boring thing there is a gunfight, because it's so fake. In this, it's superheroes battling an army of computer-generated robots. You know the robots aren't really there, and it's all just so assembly line that it just my eyes glaze over after a while.
All right, so not so much on the Avengers. How about this new one with Jack Black called The D-Train?
Well, I think this movie will surprise a lot of people who probably, you know, think one thing or another about Jack Black, that he's really funny, that he's really obnoxious, that he's a good actor, that he's not. I think the guy's very talented and has a lot of range, but just hasn't had great taste in material. And here's one that really kind of pushes. It's sort of a gross out bromance comedy with him and James Marsden that goes in a direction that you don't expect. Jack Black plays the guy. It's the 10-year high school reunion at his small town, and he's like the most gung-ho and the least liked member of the reunion committee. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Everybody, he's doing all the work, and everybody else thinks he's a big pain in the ass. And they're not getting enough people to show up, and they're kind of blaming him for whatever reason. He says, I will bet you I can get Oliver, the coolest guy in our class, to come to this reunion, and everybody will come then. And to him, it's like, this is going to justify his entire existence if he can bring the coolest guy in the class to the high school reunion. The coolest guy is played by James Marsden, who is very good in this as an actor who's sort of on the fringe. This guy, the Jack Black character, sees him in a suntan lotion commercial and thinks he's a huge star. And in fact, that was the height of his career, was that one commercial. But Jack Black doesn't get it, and so he, through a variety of circumstances, convinces him to come to the reunion. But it's how the evening they spend together before the guy says, sure, I'll come, that will shock people, and just goes in a direction you don't expect, and then plays out in a lot of very funny and kind of squirmy ways at the end. I also like Catherine Hahn. She's really a funny actress who is plays Jack Black's wife in this, and Jeffrey Tambor, who just won, I think, the Golden Globe, will probably win an Emmy for that Amazon show Transparent, as Jack Black's boss. I thought it was a very funny film, and really one of these little dark, raunchy comedies that kind of pop up and disappear. And if you don't hear about them, you know, they're movies that you'd enjoy if you got a chance to see them.
So, would you say this is Jack Black's best performance, or one of his best?
Oh, one of his best. You have to go. I mean, I would go back to, I mean, I loved him in School of Rock, which I think is an underrated film. And also a film a couple years ago called Bernie, where based on a true story, where he played a funeral home director who ultimately kills this woman that he's, this older woman who is his best friend. Really, in a very funny movie, but in a really sort of dark way. Very controlled performance by Jack Black. But I think the D-Train is one of his most interesting performances in a long time.
Now, have you had the chance to talk to him and meet him and interview him?
I did a number of years ago. I think it may have been around the time of School of Rock. And he was very funny, but also pretty down to earth. And you see him making interesting choices in sort of the same way that Zach Galifianakis does. That they're doing things that interest them as opposed to things that someone is saying you got to do this because it's going to make you a lot of money.
Yeah, and he's not as manic in person. I'm sure that's part of his persona.
Yeah, I mean those are the characters he plays, and I've seen him play. You know, if you go back sort of dig into his filmography, you'll find stuff where he plays kind of quieter characters who aren't the motor mouth sort of madmen that he's used to playing.
All right, Marshall, thank you so much for your insights on those two movies, The Avengers and The D-Train. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, everybody have a good weekend.
With film critic Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Heisman finalist obliterated the college record books in 1990, throwing for 5,100 yards and 54 touchdowns, more than his entire NFL career.
Klinger under pressure, throws it, has a man open, touchdown Houston.
So where is David Klinger now? David's pro career had few highlights, but it helped lead him to his life's path. During his NFL days, David was encouraged by his Bible class teacher to pursue a career in religious studies. David earned his PhD in Old Testament studies from the Dallas Theological Seminary, and in 2010 was named the director of its Houston campus.
Klinger zings it in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
David Klinger, from play caller to true calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Meg.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. If your bike is one of 46,000 affected by this massive 2014 and 15 model year recall, according to Harley-Davidson, you may be a dude who rides infrequently. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Meg.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson recalling 46,000 2014 and 15 model year Electras, Ultras, Glides, and Road Kings. HD's complaint department heard of 27 crashes, minor injuries from owners of bikes started while in gear. Gas bubble formation in the clutch master cylinder. Contact your local Harley dealership for an appointment to flush and rebuild the clutch master cylinder. ABM always rocks the bike to make sure it's in neutral before hitting the start button. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road. Now,